Back. My name is Daryl Hook. We're talking about happy smiles, good smiles, and healthy teeth. All the best things that your mouth can put forward. Dr. Sunny Leong is with us from Town Square Orthodontics, and Dr. Justin Kim is with us from Expressions Orthodontics and Fort Orthodontics. And we were touching on the pros and cons for parents treating their kids, and I imagine that would even work with themselves, with Invisalign versus braces. Can we touch on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the first thing people mostly notice is aesthetics there. Obviously, with Invisalign, you don't have that metal brackets, metal wires. So aesthetically, it's a little bit more pleasing. Hygiene is a big thing, too, in terms of, you know, keeping your teeth clean. With the braces, it's a little bit more work to do, right? It doesn't mean that you can still clean it nicely, but, you know, you got to get underneath the wire and get, you know, between the brackets and things like that. With Invisalign, you just simply just take them out, brush and floss normally, and pop it back in, right? And then lastly, I think the biggest difference also is the patient compliance. You know, a lot of parents thinking that, oh, you know what, my kids are not ready for braces, I feel like my kids are going to break it or not wear them, whatever, right? So, but then we actually found that, you know, Dr. Sunny and I found that most of our teenager and kids patients do a really good job with wearing Invisalign. A lot of them are actually better than adults there. So because, you know, a lot of times, you know, kids are really motivated. They want to transform their smile as well. So those are the main pros and main difference between the Invisalign versus braces.
Now, are there any pros to braces? Like there are a lot of pros to Invisalign. What would be one of the pros?
So the braces would be, I think, the biggest biggest pro for braces is the compliance. It's just the last point I made there. If you feel like, you know, there will be some, you know, patients who just prefer something to be there all the time, Invisalign is something that you do need to take it on and off, right? So if you feel like, you know what, you want something that's working all the time, braces is a great option as well, okay, right? So those are the big, I would say that's the biggest pro with the braces there.
Now, Sunny, are there any challenges with Invisalign? Like, does a person talk with a lisp at all?
You know, I get that question often, you know, there are some challenges. You know, whenever you install anything new, whether it be braces or Invisalign, you know, the talking might be affected for a little bit. But I just want to share with you a story, because life is better when you mention stories on air, especially. So, I don't know if everybody knows this guy. He's a great singer, Michael Bublé.
Bubbly?
Mr. Bubbly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he's just on the airwaves right now. My wife loves him. You know, everybody loves him. She makes me sing all his love songs to her, and I do that because I love her. Michael Bublé actually got treated with Invisalign through one of my good friends, Dr. Sandra, in Richmond, B.C. And the story goes like this. He's a singer. He makes platinum records and all that, so you can't have that affect his singing.
Right.
He actually had his Invisalign trays in while he was recording his album, Crazy Love, back in 2014. And did anybody notice any difference? No. So oftentimes what I say is, look, if Michael can do it, damn it, you can do it too.
That is a great story. Okay, well, let's look at results then. Does one of them give better results, and does the treatment time differ?
You know, I would have to say, like, we are great with braces. We are great with Invisalign, and there, for our clinic, there really are no differences, and we actually don't even charge any different for the Invisalign versus the braces. And I can't speak for other clinics, but that's what we do. But in terms of treatment time, you know, provided that you wear your Invisalign trays in and you comply with everything, I often find anecdotally that a lot of my Invisalign patients actually finish more on time or earlier than my braces patients. You know, teeth move sometimes a little bit better when your gums are more healthier, and all that too. So, and I think that the difference with us is that, you know, there's a lot of clinics that do Invisalign out there, and you'll hear that. But with us, we actually have a lot of experience with this, and I've been using Invisalign, which is just a tool. You still have to know what you're doing. I've been using it for about a better part of 8 years now, and we have a lot lot of experience, and we actually do have what we call the diamond status. It's the highest level of Invisalign experience, and that's what we have. They say it's a top 1%. What does that mean? We actually do more Invisalign in our offices than 99% of the offices in the world. So, that's what I'm doing all day long. And when you're doing the Invisalign, you're really moving the teeth virtually. It's almost like playing a video game. So, in between oiler periods, I'm always doing the Invisalign homework and all that. But treatment time doesn't really differ all that much, provided that you do wear your trays. And just going back to what Justin said, if you're a person that loses your glasses quite a bit, maybe braces is probably better for you than Invisalign. But the majority of our patients, especially our adult patients, do you think they want to be brace-faced, when they're 25, 30? I don't think so, Daryl.
Bottom line is, it sounds like you guys work with each client individually, and you come up with the best treatment for that client.
It's true. It's about customizing your care, and not everybody, should get one modality or another. And I think, going into orthodontic office as well, the pros and cons of one or the other. And to be honest with you, sometimes I do a hybrid, and I know Justin does that too, where, let's just say for aesthetic reasons, you have Invisalign on the upper, and then you have braces on the lower because it'll fix the bite a little bit better. So it's just trying to use all the tools that you have in your tool chest to make that smile happen and to really listen to the wish list of the patients.
Right.
If that's what they want, we got the experience and the know-how to pull it off.
Justin, we heard Sonny's life story. Tell us a little bit about how did Dr. Justin Kim become an orthodontist?
Yeah, so I mean, my journey to becoming an orthodontist is a little slightly different than Dr. Sunny there. So, when I was a kid, I was at dentist's office all the time. I'll be honest, I did not have a great experience there. I had a lot of cavities. Nobody really told me how to take care of my teeth there, right? So, and then I moved around quite a bit when I was a kid, and then I settled in Bedford, and we found a new dentist. And he was a great guy. It was just fun to talk with him, right? I mean, this dentist actually talked with me, so that's the first thing. And then it was just he's caring, he's empathetic, right? And then the fact that he had a Nintendo 64 in his waiting room probably helps as well, right? But then that's when I decided, I want to become a dentist. So I got into dental school. And then, at that time, I didn't know if I was going to be orthodontist or anything like that. My mentor at the time, who I was doing a research with, he was an orthodontist. So I got to see the orthodontist a little bit closer. And I found that that doctor and patient relationship is a little bit different for being an orthodontist there, because the patients are coming in, they're just happy to be there, right? They're really happy to be there. They're motivated, right? So they want to make this happen. They see their smile transforming and they just love it, right? So, and then I almost feel like that once you build that relationship with the patient there, the patient becomes your team member, right? It's a part of the team, your staff, orthodontist and the patient. It's all part of the team reaching for the same goal there. So that's what I liked most about it, and that's the way that when I decided I wanted to be orthodontist. And obviously, so I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
That's good. Now, does a person have to be a dentist before they become an orthodontist?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
So usually in Canada, what happens is, you do a few years of undergraduate degree here, and then, of course, you get into dental school, 4 years of dental school. In Canada, you do have to work as a general dentist for a year, and then there's a 3 years orthodontic residency, which I've actually spent all, I did all my schooling at University of Alberta. So I've been, I did all my schooling, all 11 years at U of A. So
11 years, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Now, you also teach at the university, do you not?
Yeah, so I've been helping with the dental students at U of A. It's actually been a really great opportunity for me because, I've been there in their shoes before, right? So I know as a dental student, there's a lot of materials to cover, right? So, and, if I can share my knowledge and share my experience with them just to help them out anyway, it's been I'm actually really grateful that I've had that opportunity there. So it's been amazing. It's been an amazing experience so far, yeah.
And in the beginning of the show, we asked, what is the difference between a dentist and an orthodontist? And I guess the answer is, people are happy to see the orthodontist.
I thought I'd say that.
I thought I'd say it so you guys don't get in trouble. Sonny,
oh, man.
Tell us, we're all in trouble now, but it's my fault. That's how the show usually goes. Sonny, tell us a little bit about your V-Pro offer you have going on.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that our great team is on the phones right now and ready to take your calls. But what we're doing here is our offer. So what the heck is a V-Pro? I think it's a dumb name, so I call it the Truth Accelerator. but, you know, what is it? It's a high frequency vibration device that you bite onto, and what it does, especially if you're Invisalign, it actually helps your teeth move in the Invisalign a lot more effectively. Believe it or not, it actually reduces the pain, so you get a better experience with your orthodontic treatment. And sometimes too, it does speed up treatment and reduces the amount of time that you have. So, you know, one of these V-Pros, we charge about $500 for them, but what we're doing here, and this is probably a one-time offer, the first 15 people who actually do call in and do sign up successfully for treatment, we will actually gift that to you. Like I said, a lot of our patients do have it, and one of my best friends, is a shout out to him, I promise I would mention his name, and you talked to him before, Daryl. It's Jeffrey Stewart from Righan Distilleries in Nisku.
Oh yeah.
I'm treating him right now, and he had braces when he was younger, and I'm finishing up his case using the Invisalign, and he is using the V-Pro, and it is amazing, the experience between the two, when he was younger versus what he is right now with the Invisalign and the V-Pro combo. So that's what we're doing for everybody today here, Daryl.
So again, we're telling people, you know, it's a great time to bring your child in. If they're 7 years old or older, you don't need a referral. If you'd like to come in and just have a free consultation with either Town Square Orthodontics or Expressions or Fort Orthodontics, depending on where you live, it's a great way to just kind of get the ball rolling, find out where your child is at. If they do need something, the earlier you start, the easier it would be to get things put straight. But again, you'll get that information from Dr. Sonny Leong. You can talk with him and his team at 780-434-7144, and that's Town Square in Terwilliger, South Edmonton, 780-434-7144. Or Dr. Justin Kim works out of two locations, both in the north, just off Manning Freeway at Expressions Orthodontics, and in Fort Saskatchewan at Fort Orthodontics. You can reach him either location, same number, 780-476-6697. That's Dr. Justin Kim up in the north. Again, free consultation if you want to just call, if you want to just have that sit down, that meet, that get acquainted. You can also do it virtually. And if you do decide to go ahead get the treatment done, and you're one of the first 15 people who decide to do that since from today, you have a chance at getting that free V-Pro. Well, there's 15 free V-Pros worth $500, one of them could be yours. Again, Town Square Orthodontics, Expressions Orthodontics, Fort Orthodontics. We'll be back with much more. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.